Jussie Smollett trial for the attack right like literally right then. Don't worry, you don't have to. It's not a lot you got to read.
About to fight you.
Here's I added this morning. They got Jussie. The prosecution entered evidence yesterday in the case. They have Jussie on tape with the attackers the day before, Jussie. Walking, working out how they're going to do it at the scene of the crime.
No.
At the scene of the crime, Angel, they got Jussie on tape. They got the attackers getting out of an Uber. I mean, getting out of a taxi. They got Jussie getting out of Uber. They meet up near where the attack's going to happen, and then they go their separate ways. And then they got a text message that the prosecutors entered into evidence from Jussie to the brothers saying saying this here. Let me pull it up.
They put it out in the public?
No. The text message in the public. They didn't release the tape. The tape was, the article says the jury saw video of Jussie Smollett in a dry run a day before the alleged hate attack. Okay? And then he sent a text to the brother, said, "Brother, I love you. I stand with you. I know 1,000% you and your brother did nothing wrong and never would." Okay? So I'm making a statement so everyone else knows they will not get away with this. Please hit me when they let you go. I'm behind you fully. So now I ain't going to hold you. At the beginning of this, I was with Jussie.
So was I.
Until when Jussie said, the attacker said, "We know you from Empire," I was like,
You can't be saying MAGA.
The circle of MAGA lovers and Empire watchers, I'd be surprised if that little, you know, that little intersection, Jussie attackers.
Yes.
That ain't like a universally loved show. I don't would argue most white people even watch that, even if they are not, you know, All Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. But if you're MAGA, I don't know that you're seeing the advertisements for Cookie Lyons.
Right.
And I don't know anybody in that, and Lucius, and you know, the baby, drip, 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 drop.
Right.
I don't think that Fox is like, "We are doing terrible in middle America." Like,
this is the show for them.
So when he said that, I was like,
No, the thing that made me go was actually from the beginning, but I was like, I'm a stick beside him.
You stuck beside him?
Was when they said, "This is MAGA country." That sounds like writing for Empire. Racist, that's not the type of stuff they're yelling. They're not yelling, "This is MAGA country." They're yelling, "This is our country."
Yes.
These are the things. They're MAGA, that's not, you know, it was too on the nose. But then when they started bringing all the pieces together, I was like, I don't make videos about causes. And I made a video about his cause.
Did you?
Yes, I did, in my stories. And I said, that'll be the last time. That's why it'll only be me and the kids.
Let me tell you what, the other thing that made me not buy it, but I was quiet because I stuck beside him too. It was 2 a.m. in Chicago in the winter.
Yeah.
Racism ain't even that cold.
Oh, no.
You're like, "Hey, you got to let him." You been in Chicago in the winter at 2 a.m.?
Racism will do heat. It won't be winter.
People die in that weather alone.
Oh, we are too cold to be beat up Jussie Smollett.
We're all one race when it's that cold.
Listen,
we are the human race.
They're happy because it's all white on the ground.
Yes.
Dreaming of a white Christmas. There's snow everywhere. You think I'm finna fight you? Now I got to take my hands out my pockets to punch?
Nope. Sorry.
And then I'm carrying a noose and bleach around in the Chicago winter?
Happening. That'll be the one time you see you what is that? I have a dream that one day they be holding hands. That's when they're going to be hugging whites and blacks, browns and Asians.
Kimberly
because
we need
the body heat.
They're all coming together like Kimberly Tethers and what's that?
Us.
Yeah. Yes.
Kimberly Hunter said that's why racism is so prominent in the South. It's warm.
Yes, that's what I said. Racism does heat.
It thrives in warm
climates.
Everybody's
climate. Just mad it's off like, that humidity.
It's like mold and bacteria. Oh, no. Those things build in heat, not in cold.
Yes, man. You think racism is going to Alaska?
No.
Like, man, y'all got it, fam. We ain't listen.
I'm ashy. Mm-mm. You want some anti-ash? I got
yes,
you.
I'm not finna do it. I honestly had forgotten about Jussie. I didn't know. I don't know what I thought. I don't know if I thought the trial was over. He wasn't going to trial. This was not a thing I was thinking about anymore. And I didn't know it started till I saw this on my news feed.
I thought that it had been thrown out. And then, yes, I too saw it on my news feed. And I was like, okay, so what are they doing differently? Like, what is it? And I didn't realize, oh, there was new evidence.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, Playboy, we got you.
They got you in fork. Why would you? Here my thing. If you're going to stage the attack, why are you practicing at the site?
Listen.
There's a million places in Chicago. If you're going to practice, practice at another Subway.
Right.
You didn't think that. The city don't got the resources to check every camera in Chicago for a week ahead of time. Y'all went the day before. You think a detective was like, man, let's just watch the day before and see if we see anything. And you see Justy over here doing, okay, we're going, I want you
to punch shots
here. Let's cover that. Yes. Okay, then we're going to flip around.
We're going to reverse it.
Uh-huh. Right, and I'm going to, now you got this. We're going to come in on the, we're going to zoom in and get you.
Grips, light right here.
Bro,
right here.
Practice in your backyard. How hard it got to be? Hey, you from Empire? Bleach, bleach.
They did a location scout. They had a full tech day. Yes.
The day before, Josh?
That's a tech day.
Go 3 days before. People ain't probably going to watch it for 3 days.
What was the purpose behind him doing this?
What was the reason?
That is the part that is more baffling. That you wanted to do this one act play that in turned into three acts. You didn't know there was an act two and an act three.
Oh, man.
And you weren't the writer of this script. You didn't realize there were rewrites.
That's why you are the actor. Okay,
he didn't go with the security footage.
Oh. Dog,
it's low budget film.
Josh, can you imagine? Like, I'd say this is me, you, or Angel.
Okay,
and you're sitting in court, right? And they put a tape of you the day before meeting with the people, and you got to watch this in court. You probably like, oh, so I'm going to jail, Jay.
I'm going to
jail. Can you imagine knowing that that evidence is going to be played, and the jury got to look over him and be like, this journey would never.
Oh, absolutely not.
Journey would never. That's why she's going down that Lovecraft Countries.
Oh, is my hair doing so? Oh, I got lotion in my hair. I'm always, y'all don't realize, I keep having these moments where it looks like.
I try to be smooth and cut away to Kev. And I was smooth and cut away to Kev and try to signal you. And then now it's just.
So Britt Devereaux says to help his career, I don't think, how would that help? You think, y'all think somebody would cast him because he got beat up?
I mean.
Empire wasn't even over at the time.
No. Yes, he was not. Not over.
Was it over?
No, it wasn't over. He, like, I think his character had less, but it wasn't over. No.
So he's still at work.
He was still working. I don't know why that would be a thing that you would do. And it's illegal. And it makes me think either I'm extremely sinister or he is very dumb, because I feel like there were so many ways he could have made this work.
God.
If this was the crazy idea you have, there were so many ways he could have actually made this happen, and it no one would have been the wiser.
Hiring humongous Nigerians
to play white men. First of all, that is you needed to hire a casting director, okay? Because that is casting director 101. 101, you cast type. You don't get Nigerian. What is that for?
Nigerian. MAGA loving Nigerian, Empire hating, Jussie Smollett in the middle of the night in winter recognizing.
Jussie,
here's the thing about it. Also, Jussie, he was black famous at best. No disrespect. We know what black famous means. It means you're famous to black people, but white people very rarely, highly unlikely that they know you. Mm-hmm. You have to be white famous to even have, you got to be white famous to even have a chance of being MAGA white famous. Okay, I'm talking about MAGA lovers probably only recognizing Will Smith, LeBron. You should be an athlete because they're going to know more athletes than actors.
Right.
But if you're an actor, I can't think of many actors on network TV that a MAGA lover would recognize on the street at 2 a.m. in Chicago
in a
winter.
Black show. Yeah, no.
My
thing
even
is,
Anthony Anderson in Blackish.
Yeah, that's
they're not
saying.
Gonna be like, you was working in marketing?
Yeah, no. They're gonna know that. If he was gonna do this is a shame. Like, I do think I'm sinister. He should have came at it from more of a homophobic angle, not a racist angle. Then you can get white people on your side.
Yeah.
To think that people care about racism like that, where this was going to get your career to go somewhere, Hollywood is racist. People are like, yeah,
but nobody's going to buy that. Somebody was like, you gay at 2 a.m.? I'll sock you one.
Well, then you could have made it a black person at least. And they would have been like, oh, that's a shame. Then at least he would have had the LGBTQ community with behind his back. And they could have then they could have lifted him up. But what did you think we were going to be able to do for you, sir? Because we were the only ones that cared. We were like, see, injustice. Oh, you lied? Ah, God dang it.
You put the just in justice.
I don't understand. I really want to know the why. That's all I want
to
know.
This I can't think of a plan turning out. I don't think he could even have fathomed that it was going to go this poorly. Because you know when you're planning, you're like, this is the best case scenario. Worst case scenario, nobody cares. Not worst case scenario, they got me on tape practicing. You talking about practice? Not even the attack. They got you on tape at practice with the people?
With the people. I don't understand why he didn't like try to grow his career. If this is for his career, why didn't he do it the traditional way? By sleeping with people with power. That's legal.
Blackmail!
That's legal. He could have been slanging that thing all around Hollywood and got himself into a white show if that was his aim.
Listen, Natasha said, as a Chicagoan, I can tell you assuredly, ain't nobody going at 2 a.m. freezing cold to get Subway, period.
Nah.
Especially when there's Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, Postmates available. That's a fantastic point.
Yeah, nobody.
Who was walking outside to get food in the year our Lord and Savior 2019, I think this was?
Yes. Even crackheads know to go in. They like, listen, I know there's crack out there, but it needs to be inside. I'm not doing the crack today.
The crack.
Nah, it's too cold outside for the crack. Nah.
I'm not doing the crack. You know what? Let me go ahead and sober up for the winter. If I got to be outside, I can't do that.
No.
I know. I can't do it.
I can't do it. Not like it. He's still a black man. So I feel for him.
Subway ain't even good at 2 a.m. Come on, man. Subway ain't good at
2 p.m.
I had Subway the other day.
And you make bad choices.
Angel.
You get the meatball?
Because there's no, I didn't. I had the chicken thing. There's not that many restaurants over by the soundstage.
Wait, you got and chicken at Subway?
The like chicken.
The grilled chicken thing.
You might as well be eating human fingers. Okay. That's what
literally, Angel.
That's their McRib.
No lie. I bit that. I was just like, I'm not even hungry.
I could have cut Si's and Amar's fingers off, put some sauce on them, and you would have had the same effect.
I'm going to tell you what's crazy, though. I think hunger and poverty has a physiological effect on your taste buds.
Yes.
Because when I was poor in college, that Subway used to hit. And I'm talking about the $5 foot long. I was eating stuff I don't even, you remember it was like, at one point it was like, this is the one for today.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, that's my sandwich. Uh-huh. If it's the Italian BMT, give it. Yeah. I don't want that, but that's what's five. Okay, so I tried to go on the days I had the stuff that they like. But if you got Italian BMT, then that's what I'm going to get. But when I was starving, it was there for me. It's like SpaghettiOs, things like that. But you taste them now, I ain't going to hold you. I ate Arby's.
Oh,
I ate Arby's. I love okay? Arby's.
What is wrong? I like I know. Arby's. Is this seasonal depression?
I don't be saying it loud because I got enough food takes that people always give me crap about. When people be like, who eating Arby's? Who giving them in business? I be like, I like Big Montana.
I don't know the name of any of their sandwiches.
Big Montana with the nacho cheese and the Arby's sauce and sometimes a little horsey sauce.
My gag reflex is starting to kick in.
Look, if people in the stage crew like, I eat Arby's. No, I don't eat it often. Now they got, Arby's had a chicken sandwich with Hawaiian sweetbread as the bread.
If you would like to hear more of our bonus episodes, make sure to subscribe to our Patreon for the live aspect and the community that you're missing out on, or the Kev on Stage Studios app for just the straight bonus episodes. Boy, you're missing out with just this little stuff.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Fire. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.